There aren't many places more remote than Gillam in northern Canada, the location of a huge manhunt for two teenage murder suspects. Gillam is literally a town at the end of the road. Thousands of kilometres to the North Pole is just wilderness and tiny communities. Now people in and around Gillam are feeling a little vulnerable as the search for Bryosh Migalski and Cam McLeod, who are suspects in the murder of Australian Lucas Fowler and his American girlfriend China Dees, continues without any sightings. North America correspondent Connor Duffy is there.
The peace and quiet of the frontier lifestyle suits Susan Sularake and her one-year-old daughter perfectly.
We always help each other and everything. What's going on, we always tell each other around here.
But that peaceful life has been interrupted by the hunt for accused killers Bryosh Migalski and Cam McLeod. The teens have been charged with the death of Canadian Leonard Dick and are the prime suspects in the murder of Australian Lucas Fowler and American China Dees. As the police and army search backyards and constantly fly overhead, Suzanne Sularake is on edge.
It's scary.
I bet it is.
Yeah, it's scary how it is right now. Never seen all these people around here.
This morning, police were back to work, searching the morning train headed out of town. Again, they came up empty-handed. At the town's airport, a Hercules C-130 military aircraft has been flown in to offer support. Arriving on a much smaller plane was Travis Biggity from Bear Clan Patrol, which has travelled from the province's capital to provide support to the local Indigenous communities.
I believe right now there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of fear because this is not something that they're used to. It's usually a very quiet, isolated community, and then all of a sudden there's fear for their lives.
When AM visited the Cree Nation community of Fox Lake, most people were staying indoors as police patrols knocked on doors and planes passed overhead. Travis Biggity and his team are helping the Royal Canadian Mounted Police reach witnesses they may not have heard from.
So one of the other things too is providing that communications between RCMP, the police, the army. Most times community members don't want to speak with the police because of past experiences. And so we're there kind of the voice or the communication, bridging that gap between all parties.
Nearby, local kids Brock Flett and Leslie Spence are hoping it'll all end so their friends return and long summer games resume on the quiet dirt streets.
I'm not really sure it's safe for the kids to play out anymore here.
People are having to stay indoors.
And it's pretty scary because they're not used to it here.
Yeah, it seems like a very quiet place.
It's nice here.
Police in much of Canada also hope the quiet returns soon. This is Connor Duffy in Fox Creek for AM.